Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Maloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here's your host, Sean Maloney.
Welcome to episode 109, Understanding Who Matters in Real Estate. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. This week, I want to talk to you sellers and buyers alike about who matters in real estate, what really matters, and what needs to happen to get a deal done. Because remember, when we're working with buyers to show homes, our opinion doesn't matter. A small room to you is a chance for them to own their own first private bedroom. So when we're talking about who really matters, who matters? It's actually the client. It's not us. It's the client. The client matters all the way. We spend too much time thinking, is this room big enough for myself? Do I like the color of this paint? Do I like the setting of this house? Is this too close to the highway? Do I bother telling them and wondering about whether they want to be this close to power lines? I'm not there to hide anything. I'm not there to lie to anybody. But I'm certainly not there to bring up every single negative known factor because I don't like them. The same person who would live next to the power lines and looks at it as an opportunity to go for a walk with their dogs, a bike, maybe ride their four-wheelers, is not going to like living in an urban environment. Same person in an urban environment may not like living in that other one. So we always have to look at things scenario-wise for the person who matters, which is the buyer. Again, we have to focus to make sure when we're working with buyers that we are listening to them. They may have grown up in a bunkhouse and it's their very first time. Again, they have that first ever very own private bedroom. For us, again, oh, it's small, it's this, it's that, but it's not for you. I always explain it to people like this. A good example would be to go down to, whether it be a paint store, a tile store, a wallpaper store, any place they sell things where differences of opinion make you choose one design or another. Clothing stores, any of these places. Look around, and you're probably thinking to yourself, geez, I don't really like this one, or it's silly that they'd even carry that because no one would buy it. But the truth is, the reason the store carries it is thousands of people, not just one, but thousands of people buy that other product, which means the same person that looked at that product probably looked at what you would have chose and said that that's weird. And that's why as a real estate agent, working with your clients, understanding who is important, which is the client themselves, your opinion, it's just your opinion. And you can ruin a lot of good deals by telling people your opinions. If you say to someone something like, I would never live in a house unless it has such and such. Well, they may never have thought of that before, but because you told them it, you're their guide, they're going to take it as that's how it has to be. But the truth is, they may have been perfectly fine with it. They may have been perfectly fine with their house being that way, but because you inserted your opinion, you're going to have a tough time. The more you insert your opinion, the more you're going to find your opinion haunting you in the future of the deal and the idea and essence of the buyers following what you said, even though you were talking about how it works out best for yourself and not for them. Remember, one person may look at the highway as close and convenient, while the other person looks at it as loud and annoying. It's all a matter of perspective. So when we're shopping with these buyers' perspective, they're not going to book a showing directly next to the highway in the year 2021 and not know about it. They've already Googled it. They've already mapped it. They've already gone by it. They've already checked that out. We're not like back in the day when we show up to an address and you're like, oh, geez, this isn't what I thought it was. With the technology we have nowadays, we pretty much have seen the area, the photography, the drone, all the different things that we do. So they already knew. It's your negative energy having brought it up in a bad way. Now, again, we're not looking to hide anything. We're actually there to point out things. But we're there to point out things that matter, like the fact that the house is falling over and things. Not the fact that we personally think the bedroom is small, or not the fact that we personally don't like the layout, or not the fact that we don't like a one-car driveway and having to flip-flop cars. Everybody works differently. What if Grandma and Grandpa live there and Grandma never drives? Grandpa parks in the back and he doesn't mind because Grandma never drives and her car can be up there. She just has a car. You don't know the scenario for the people that are moving in your houses, so you have to leave it up to them. And, you know, this is like another great example, right? Everyone has different levels of ways they see things. Like if you see a theater, they might see an office. So our personal interpretation is only there to spark ideas. If a person says, geez, there's four bedrooms and I don't need a fourth bedroom, that's when we could say, well, the great news is, you know, you could use a bedroom as a lot of things. You could do a personal gym, you could do an office, you could do a yoga room, you could just give yourself a meditation corner, you could set up a sewing closet. Whatever you want to do, this is your home. So we're there to break down walls, not create walls, not to put up walls, not to put up constructs and constraints on how the product or house should be shown. It's their home. It's their future. They're going to be able to create it. The other person who matters, so that's the buyer side who matters, right? The buyer matters. Who matters on the seller side? Well, luckily for that buyer, the buyer matters. So when you're talking with clients and you're talking about upgrades and updates, you're not going to coach doing what they want in case it doesn't sell. I've heard that said before. In case it doesn't sell, do something you like. That is putting a bad foot forward. We want to move as if the house is already sold. We want the interior design and decorating to be done for what's modern, what's current, and who is the ideal buyer for this property. Let's decorate it for them. We want as many people walking in this store to be impressed by our decor, to be impressed by our upgrades or updates, everything like that. That way there, they want to give us the most money for the house. Commonly, I see people doing updates and upgrades without talking with their agent, which is first off a no-no, right? We know this, we're agents, but why do people do it? And it's because lots of us don't reach out to them enough and let them know that we want to be a part of this process, because ultimately we want them to understand. We want to see like HGTV and YouTubes and all the different social media trends. And we want to follow those because those are what people want. Websites like Etsy and Pinterest and all these different things, they give us great inspiration for what's trending and what's the most common. Ultimately, when we're trying to sell a house, if we can go with what's trending and what's common, more people are going to want it. Right now, I'll admit the marketplace, this is 2021, we have a crazy marketplace out here. So people are buying up houses both in good shape and in bad shape. But in a common marketplace, people want things that are updated and trendy. This means you're going to maximize your return by selling something that's that. Working with a great agent, they know they're going to get return on investment. So you need to be there to advise your clients on what they should and shouldn't be doing. And the big thing you want to remind them again is, who matters in real estate? The buyer. The buyer always matters. The seller matters in certain things, but when it comes to upgrades and updates, when it comes to how we present the home, we need to think about the buyers. Yes, during certain marketplaces, we can kind of do whatever we want because they want our product. But the truth is, if we wanted to get the most money, no matter the marketplace, we want to be right down the center of the bat. We want to be right where everyone is. So that way there, not only do we hit one buyer, but we hit multiple buyers. We all know more eyeballs, more buyers equal more offers, which equals higher offers, which equals better terms. And that's our job as a real estate agent. Our job is to get them the most money for the best terms possible. So paying attention from the beginning is important. And why do I say from the beginning? Because it's important to educate your client on why, yes, you matter to me. Yes, you are my client. Yes, you are everything. But who we need to pay attention to are these buyers, because we need them to set us free from this property. If we don't have a buyer, then we don't get to move on. We need to identify people that would identify with this property, that would love it. And then we need to build a better mousetrap to catch that person, to get that person into the house. Everything from how do we get them there through invites to what do they want to see when they get there. Understanding the person who matters in real estate is going to get it done. The biggest thing I want you guys to take away from this podcast today is it's not about you, it's about them. It's not about your opinion of design or decor. Don't get me wrong, if you're a great designer, yes, it helps, but it's not about what you'd like to see. A great designer understands it's about what the audience would like to see. It's about understanding the house. Are we in a luxury house? Are we in a semi-custom house? Are we in a house that we would rather be able to come in and out of a pool wet? Are we in this? We need to design practically, pragmatically, and based on what the marketplace calls for and what the most common demand will be for that product. Guys, I hope this helps you have a better understanding of who matters in real estate, and that it helps you pay attention to either marketing better to your buyers that are out there, or working with your buyers, and stop undermining your own deals. Be out there, be a fiduciary for your clients, pay attention for them, make sure you take great care of them, but realize this, taking great care of them and taking great care of yourself are two different things. You're not going to live there with them. Let them buy the house of their dreams. Help them not get bad problems, pitfalls, watch the inspections, check out all that stuff. But do not think you need to be willing to live in that house with them, because it's not going to be your home. It's their home. The sooner you realize this, the more deals you'll start closing and the more appreciative your clients will be, because they'll realize you're working for them and you're paying attention to what they want. They are the boss. They're the ones that matter. I hope this helps. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure to pound that subscribe button. Tell your friends, tell everybody else about it. We're hiring over here at Movementum Realty. If you're looking for a new brokerage or you're looking to get into real estate, reach out to us here. We'd love to have you on the team. Thank you so much for listening. Check out our website, blog, and weekly newsletter, as well as our Facebook group, Real Facts on Real Estate. I appreciate you all, and I'll talk to you next week.